You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here alone. Well, my wife is sitting behind me, so I wasn't perfectly truthful, but still, I'm alone on the telephone, and I have to come up with something every day to help you to overcome your problems. And most of your problems, as you see, are inside you or put inside you. And I spend a lot of time explaining that what's put inside you becomes you. And I'm not going to talk about that, but most of you who've been listening to me for a long, long time know what I mean. I don't go into science very much, but I think, well, to me, helping you to overcome your problem is a science that nobody knows about. Yesterday evening, I spoke about the, oh, I'm getting old. The fact that the very simple fact of appeasement, the very single fact of what we call appeasement is the root of every war that ever was. Appeasement emboldens the enemy. That is psychology. It is the psychology, and it runs into science. And so I want to talk to you about science now, because I'm looking at the horror of what is called tornadoes and hurricanes. And I've often considered, give much thought to what a tornado is. And I think I have found the answer, because if you understand the physics of it, and I'm very, very disappointed that I have not heard of any scientists that knew the reason for lightning and tornadoes, as you call them, the tremendous winds that suck up huge buildings. They don't give it any concept at all. No, not the smallest clue. I want to share with you, if you don't mind. I don't know how I will come out on this, so you have to take a chance this evening. And if you want to call me and discuss it with me, I'm going to talk about tornadoes and hurricanes. I'm almost positive what a tornado is. Absolutely. I will explain it to you if you hold the program, hold it while the break comes. Then I will talk to you about that and give another little bit of what I just said, so that the people who didn't hear what I said just a few minutes ago will see what I'm trying to say. And the number is, if you want to call, is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, West Coast time, 6 o'clock, that's it. I only do an hour. If I get strong enough and people get interested enough, I will take the next hour. But the point is, I'm getting old, and unless I have lots of people calling in and making it sharp and wonderful, like it used to be, I will just do the program on my own, sitting in front of my computer and closing my eyes so that you're not listening to Roy Masters, but you're listening to what or who loves Roy Masters within me and can be within you. So this evening, how long is it be till we get to the break so I know where to start? Oh, I've got 40 seconds. So listen, allow me to make my point. It may take 10 minutes or 15 minutes for tornadoes. But think that tornadoes and hurricanes are connected. But first of all, we need to understand the tornado because it's easier to understand. But once you understand it, you can understand what hurricanes are. It's just another form of the same thing. Hold on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello again, those of you who listen to me. I want those who have not heard me say what I was talking about in the beginning, the last five minutes, I think it was. And so I waited for those of you who now can hear me, but all together, the first 5 minutes and the rest as well. And the subject this evening, now I chose the subject, and my heart's beating just a little bit, because the way I've been doing it for many years is to sit quietly, close my eyes, not prepare for anything, see, and to speak as it comes to me naturally. So I say one thing, all of a sudden another thing or a thought. But it isn't a thought. It's only a thought when I hear myself. So I'm really teaching myself in a manner of speaking. And so, but I'm in now wanting to talk to you about something very important that nobody really understands. I know that this is true, that science does not know what a tornado is, a twister, see, and the range of different sizes. But it's nobody seems to have a cause for that. And likewise, hurricanes also don't seem to have a cause. May I suggest, and if my Lord, I can't help to say it, but my heart is beating a little bit, so I don't want to go against him. But it did come to me to speak about this. And if I'm not supposed to do it, I shall fall apart in the middle of something. So watch out for me. I have to live and speak from within me. I'm not sure about this, because it's I understand something already. And when I speak to you with your problems, although I have a knowledge of it, it's always different. It always finds itself finding new clues as you listen through the years, but it always comes to the same thing. And yesterday I made it clear, very, very clear, about the science, if you like to call it that, the science of war. And I said, I have come to a conclusion that when you war with your husband and war with your wife, you war with everybody, and everybody's warring with you and you're warring with them, there's only two kinds of people, bullies and cowards. And the coward can become the bully and find his own coward, appeasement. And so it goes on. And so just quickly to make the point, and then I go to my science here, if you don't mind. So I have made it clear that the only reason why we have war is good people not knowing what good really is. And that's very important, and we can do this some other time. But not knowing what good is they appease the enemy. And every war that ever was because good people, decent people, tend to appease, see, and give power to the adversary. Is that enough? It's always that way. Now, I feel a little bit better now. I have a theory. I don't like to sit and sucking my thumb. And I don't like to learn what science says. In this case, science hasn't got the tiniest fraction of what causes it. And I believe I do. So if you don't mind, please, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to speak about tornadoes and its, what the equivalent in the ocean, hurricane. But I best to talk about tornadoes because it's much easier. Now listen to what my mind tells me. Like any time I see lightning and in a storm like, you know, during the summer and closing to the winter, we get lightning and we get tornadoes. And tornadoes are caused by a flash of light. We call it lightning. And then you have the grumbling, the noise it leaves behind. Why does it make a noise? Well, I think they know what that is. And this is not new, I don't think. But let me say it. Lightning is electrical force coming to ground, to make it simple. That's it. Common sense. What is not known, I don't think, is what happens when the lightning comes from the clouds or whatever to Earth. What happens? They will tell you that if they are sensible and knowledgeable, that lightning creates a vacuum for a second, meaning it burns its way to the ground. And when the lightning is finished, just like that, the vacuum it created causes the thunder. And the thunder is bang. It comes together. What was coming down as lightning created a hole, basically speaking, all the way down, a vacuum. And then when the lightning is finished, bang, it closes and makes the thundering noise. That's how powerful it is. Are you following me on this? Now, what is then a tornado? What makes a tornado? Well, I just described a part of I think, now when I'm talking about it, it's only my opinion, and I may be really wacky, so bear with me. So, the wide range of tornadoes are basically continuous a connection of lightning, which you would otherwise call lightning, but that doesn't make a noise because it still comes to the ground after 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It continues to keep that vacuum that's burning its way through. And so therefore, having burned away the essence of air and everything else beyond it, It is now beginning to suck up from the ground. And you see that? Can you see that the tendency then is to suck up into the void and bring all that is around it up into the clouds? That's simple, isn't it? And if we understood it that way, we might be able to follow lightning. See, but not lightning, but tornadoes. Lightning's just like that, bang. But a tornado is a continuous sucking up everything with tremendous power. Do you understand now? It's very simple, isn't it? Is there any other explanation? If we understood that the electrical force is continuing keeping a vacuum from Earth to ground to Earth, from the clouds to Earth, it sucks it up. It is empty, completely empty. See, so that is the force. Now, I heard just a few words about hurricanes, and I've written it down here: a severe tropical storm with torrential rain, extremely strong winds, hurricanes. It's really nonsense. So I just want to tell you what's happening. Could it be that the same thing as a tornado is happening in the ocean? Nothing to stop it. And all I learned yesterday is that someone said that it spins. He used the word spin, and it's true. If it's lightning, if it is a form of lightning, then we should see the ocean rise up. Correct? If it's a huge, more bigger than the biggest tornadoes, the hurricane, could it be that you may see lightning, you may not, because lightning can be any place. But could it be that there's a tremendous amount of lightning, but not lightning, but that what I explained is a tornado? It doesn't make flashes so much as it is connected to the ground and creating a vacuum, a huge vacuum that rises, causes the ocean to rise up. That's the power of it. It's the ocean rises up. It's not a wind that does it. It's, of course, the wind is there. But the point is, it's spinning. I've seen it spinning. Something is causing it to spin.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everybody. I'm done. But I just want to say one more thing. I consider myself a scientist. I have 103 pages, and which explains from the very beginning what the beginning was like. So let me just say quickly, and then I'll take my calls, and we can go on and do what we normally do, is help you to overcome your problems. But I think, if I'm correct on this, in physics, we could do a lot, even get energy from this, tremendous amounts of energy. Tremendous amounts of energy. And so if you haven't, you just joined me, I'm sorry, I can't do it over again, but you can listen to me on FHU.com. And you can hear me all day long until the next program, which is Monday. It's Friday today, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So let me just say something very simple. Very simple. There's something that the scientists call a singularity. Ladies and gentlemen of science, what is a singularity? Okay, it means something outside the universe. Listen carefully. At absolute stillness, at rest, and a famous scientist, I can't remember his name for a minute, said, there's nothing in the universe that could be at rest. It has to be outside. So in the beginning, it has been there from the very beginning, and they don't know where it came from, but why do we have a singularity that lasts billions and billions of years, and it keeps on producing the same amount of energy? If it would disappear, the whole universe would disappear. Very simple. You have a balloon and you blow it up and you keep blowing it up, you know there's forces coming, and that's how the universe expands. But if you stop blowing it up, it will just disappear and disappear in a second. If there's such a thing as a second, then. So do you understand that what science calls, listen carefully, what science calls, let there be light. What science calls, let there be light, is the same as the singularity, because he put it there. It couldn't put itself there, could it? Think for a minute. Could it put itself there? In the beginning, now listen carefully how close it comes, how nose to nose that science and religion come together. Do you understand that? I won't go any further. If you'd like to call me about this matter, 800-866-8883. And call me Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 o'clock. There's 3 hours. I don't do the 3 hours. So take the old ones and put it together with the fresh one, like this evening. Is there a scientist that can argue with me? Is there a scientist that can argue with me? The singularity didn't put itself there? But God said that there'd be light. And guess what? How could you have expanse, like the universe blowing up, if anything was in the way? There had to be a void. There has to be a void. And a void infinitely. Infinitely cold. Infinitely cold. And then you got, then how does something infinitely void? It's the void. In the beginning there was the void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. How else can you say it? Then these people who said these, wrote these words, were scientists. They saw it. I'm a scientist and I see it, what they say. This is nothing new, except I know to add something new to make it useful. I'm beggaring, beggar the scientists to give me a chance to show you how the world began. But you have to accept God. And I ask you this question. Where in the beginning there was the void, you have to have a void, an obliging void forever, to allow the flow of heat as gravity, as the form of gravity, not complete, but a form of gravity to flow forever. And gravity has to have a forever means to flow. It cannot be stopped by anything. And so gravity is essential. It's the length of whatever it is the universe is. It must be infinitely cold, infinitely, and obliging to carry into itself the flow of energy, which is to become gravity. In other words, the void itself is a fundamental of gravity. Do you understand, Mr. Science? Gravity? I know you think that gravity is the mother of the other electromagnetism and strong and weak forces. Baloney. Gravity needs the void to flow, and it's so there's nothing remarkable about void, but there is something remarkable about let there be light. Mr. Scientist, do you disagree that your singularity is let there be light? How else could it be except a being beyond your comprehension and mine put it there and maintains it there, and the universe will expand forever and ever and ever, and we are put on the earth different from all other creatures. And if scientists are listening to me, you stupid person, how dare you disagree with what I said? Come on this program right now if you're listening. I'm sure you do. And if you have any difficulty with me, show me where I'm wrong. But I say to you, the singularity is a godsend. And so therefore, it's obvious to anybody with any brain, and you don't have to be a scientist to see it. You have to have just common sense. Got to have God. So the divine magician, I call him the divine magician. And he talks to me. I was a little hesitant to discuss this with you, but I feel comfortable by now a little bit, a little heartbeat here and there. Ladies and gentlemen, am I correct that the singularity is a science name, and they sniff up their nose with it, or whatever the negative is of that, and they just think it's science, but they don't know how it got there, and they don't care. I do care. They had it first. In the beginning, there's the void. It is as necessary. It's obliging, like a river, flowing from a lake, always being filled, and flowing down into the ocean. If the ocean isn't there, that's equivalent to the void. You would have no river, would you? You need a void to expand. There it is. And the void would be infinitely cold, and then you have infinitely hot, and then you have the first momentum that will be called gravity, because it isn't complete. I know how gravity completes itself until you have three dimensions. Okay, here we are now. That was half an hour. I enjoyed every minute of myself, and I'm glad my good Lord didn't smack me on my tuchus. Okay, be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, since I have a break here, I normally walk through the break and don't ask for money. So since there's a few minutes that most stations don't put commercials, I don't put any commercials there. I just walk through and continue talking to my audience, especially an individual. And I'm going to put Bill in. How do you pronounce that? Chattanooga. Oh, I'm still English. I thought I was American, but that one just took me by surprise. He's asking me about a vision during the meditation he had. Are we ready with him now? I think we can go and not worry about. Okay, is he there?
Yeah.
Is that Bill?
I'm here, Roy.
Okay, let me just make it louder so I can hear me. Okay. Rush away. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. I was meditating, and I saw some dark, like, clouds form in my field of vision, and then a face formed in the clouds. And the face looked to me like it was a little anger with disappointment. Or whatever, and I kind of wondered your thoughts on that.
Hold a second. I'm losing you. Are you talking about what I said, or are you talking about what you? It's on the my screen, asking me about vision during a meditation he had. Is this what you're saying?
Yes, sir. It was like a vision, but it was more just in the field of my vision.
I see.
You know, when you meditate, you're looking out through your forehead, and it happened in that field of vision. But the clouds formed a face, and the face, and to me, after that, God came to my mind, and that he was mad at me for something or disappointed in me.
I have to say, you're mixing up too much. I have to let you go. I can't afford. You're not expressing yourself properly. Forgive me, I don't mean it. But I can't understand what he's saying. Okay. What is your thoughts? Did you listen to my program? 800-866-8883. Let me just give you a little bit about what I said about yesterday. And I started with what I said yesterday in this program just for a little bit, and then I went on to explain what I think is and is most likely. But the trouble is, if I'm going back on myself just for a few minutes, that scientists won't give me a chance. And the reason is they're intellectual. Means they learn it. And of course you can learn what is true, but somebody else discovered that and therefore established it. So there are very few of those, but enough to make us very healthy, wealthy, and wise if we understand it.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The number is 800. I've got another half an hour before I go bye-bye. And the number is 800-866-8883. And the producer said, I'm sorry, I put that guy up first. It's all right. We all make little mistakes. All right. And so, for those of you who are listening to this program, it's not a science program, but never mind, there's a spiritual science. I made that point a little while ago, spiritual science. God is the supreme scientist because he doesn't have to discover anything. He creates what we discover. And he gives us an awareness of his existence. And as so that I'm beginning to catch hold of something in me and close my eyes, because I don't want to see anything with my eyes. I want to see it with the light that shines in me. And so I'm just sitting here waiting for me to express something that is so simple. And I can start now with something very, very simple. If you are emotional, if you believe emotion is human, you're dead wrong. And nearly everybody on earth thinks of emotion as a human effect of humanity. But that's not so. Jesus did not have emotions. He did not have any emotions. What he had instead, that you need to understand, is that we have two lights. The animal only has one light, and that's the sunlight. And it's the sunlight creates, sustains everything that's living. Clear, very simple. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. Life or creation itself, material, and moon, and sun, and star, it makes all that that has no life, but gives the basis of what will be life when it's finished, creating the this beautiful island in the whole universe, nothing like it. Don't go looking for anything better than this, except this is where evil and good meet. That there is, with respect to us human beings, animals not capable of understanding us, but the reason why we do not want to entertain, I almost said gravity. I was trying to say something else. Emotion. If you are foolish enough to outshout Jesus himself, when I say, "Why call me good?" he said. I said that yesterday. No one is good but God. So whatever is good is light. It's what is inside us. There's two lights. One for your eyeball to see where you're going. That's for your animal self. But you have another self that has created the universe, and that singularity is spiritual. It's that he created that. It only could be a God. That, oh, it's not possible for it to appear and sit for trillions and billions of years to come and never go out. I want a scientist now, I'm coming back to science again. I want a science to tell me, why do they just call it a singularity and let it go at that? Why can't what I'm about to say again? In the beginning, there's a void. That's it. That's fundamental. I'm back to science again. That is fundamental to gravity. I know you're looking for it, but you're going to get it from an old man that never went to school, or went to school and didn't learn a damn thing. I could discover everything for myself and write physics. And I've written it. And you'll be surprised what I put in there, because nobody has dared to call me on all the things I've said up to now, and never will. I want to know if you have a scientist who would like to disagree with me. Please, I've made my point. I may be wrong. And I may be wrong, not really, about the singularity being, let there be light. They're the same. That's my awareness. A monkey can't see that. And if you're a monkey, if you have emotion, you're a monkey. You just learn to learn what you're told. But there are people like me. Yes, there are people like me that have intuition. Intuition is human. And so when you come into the world, here I am going again. When you come into the world came into you. And if you were born in Borneo, I said yesterday, then you will live a life of being a people eater. And you would not be able to be anything else. There's no freedom there. You have a king, and the king of the people eaters. And you cannot, because all of them are subject to the bully or that which is evil, to keep everything going. And if you look in every evil place, you will see that same kind of principle, if you can call it. It's not a good principle, it's a bad principle. But the point is, if you're born in Borneo, or you're born in Hitler Germany, he took that whole country by means of what I understand and can overcome. In other words, I'm saying you can overcome a war long before it starts. And I come back to the same thing. We human beings, we are emotional. And because we're emotional, we have only two roles to play. There's only two things that you can experience as life, which isn't life. It is a bully and an appeaser. And everywhere you look, there's war. One somehow has to unload onto a weaker person, and the weaker person is decent. You don't fight a bad guy, basically. Mostly, if there are individuals that are decent people, it scares them. But they have a kind of energy that they need. They're hungry to cause you to get upset. And so when you get upset, two things happen. Always the same. Never the slightest difference from it. And it multiplies itself forever. And so in England we were the appeasers. And Attlee, that's the name of Prime Minister before Churchill, he was a appeaser. And Hitler didn't have any money, but he was powerful. And the generals worked around him. He said, this man has got something. He's able to turn people around. And we can now trust him to be our leader, because he knows how to motivate and turn people into murderers. Yes. And having done that, they could not ever find their way back. And they will see innocents like England as evil. See? And anybody that is innocent like Jewish people, murdered. And they're living off dying. And that's what it is. Go through the whole beginning of human beings, and you'll see the same thing over and over again. And diseases coming from that. Not only just wars, but every person who is likely to obey the people eaters. So the people eaters, and then there's people killers. One is in Borneo, and the other one was in Germany. But he turned them all around to see evil, good as evil. That's how it's always that way. Look in the past, and it's happening in households. See, it happens in factories. And so, you see, what you got here now, for what it's worth, department, but you've got more demoralized human beings, more of them who cannot function or be productive, more of them jealous of us who work and hating us, and being jealousy and wanting to have what we have. And if we had a commander-in-chief who understood that, like Obama was doing, he actually almost destroyed this country. It was just a flash of our present president that changed the course of things. Otherwise, we would have been North Korea and South Korea, and almost the whole world would have been, everything would have fallen apart. It's bad enough, but with our present Donald Trump, he has what I have, or I have what he has. He knows how to stand his ground. And there's lots of people now who recognize the fact he's like a Jesus kind of person. He's not Jesus. He's got strength and courage, and he's wise in many ways. He's made his mistakes. I get it. But we need to appreciate him. We need to be more like him, or better still, beyond that, Jesus himself is within you, and you can hear what I'm saying. All right, so I'm running away with myself. Is there a person who has a disease? I will show you that all diseases are caused or allowed by, there's a careful way I'm saying it, every person who's fallen from intuition, and that's where you lose it from your parents, and then you end up standing in your parents' shoes doing the same thing to your kids and not realizing it. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And just say it another way. It's honor your mother and father. The days may be long, the land, the Lord, that God giveth thee. I'm not going to go into the benefits of that. But you have to understand the reason why you can't judge. And judgment, if you start judging, you fall from grace. How many of you judge? Hey, how many of you judge another person, even in secret? So you got somebody, let's make it a little bit more tasty here. You got angry. You're a judgmental person, but you sort of bury it, but you enjoy hating the hurter. You enjoy that. And so it's the only pleasure you have is when you have been taken from your intuition through your emotions that you should not have, because emotions are the extension of paradise lost. You have an animal self in conflict with its human. every person listening to me has an animal equivalent, and the sense that the word for it, or there's word for it, is that you're an animal in conflict with your human nature, given to you when you came into the world. The world came into you, and mostly through your parents, and parents, 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 grand, 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 great, 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 all the way to it. Eve was in power, like women, and men go to women for a sense of worthless worth. And look to her like she is a god, and can give him a sense of worth. Okay, the program number is 9062. I don't want to take it away from what I'm trying to say. I get just to lose my way. I'm saying that how many people resent somebody? How many people have resentment secretly? And because you're afraid to express it, but it's the only way that you can think that you're better than the person that's wicked and who controls you. The only way you can feel it's a lie, but you have a secret resentment that makes you so guilty that the lost decency inside you says, but maybe if I give more of myself to him, maybe I just didn't give enough love. It's all bullcucky. It's all a lie. You all do that. All of you do that to some degree. So you really got all of you who understand that the judgment is playing God. And it's a way of taking away the guilt by going to your bully and giving yourself to him as if it was a curative love. And then, of course, he takes advantage of it. Or he says, oh, that's very nice of you. Keep it up. And you keep it up until he's ready to beat you down again. Because he feels like he's being controlled by you.
Can I add something to that, Roy?
So he has to put you down. Yeah.
Everything you're talking about, I used to go.
Oh, it's you.
your producer.
Yeah, yes, of course.
So I used to go to church a lot, and I stopped going because so everything you're talking about right now is just it falls in line with why I stopped going. So
yeah,
you'd go to church, just generally speaking, what I saw. You'd go to church, you'd feel good. You'd yeah. raise your arms up, you'd cheer, you'd sing, and you left feeling good. It was a yeah. euphoric feeling.
Yeah, that's right.
By the time the week passed, you needed to go back again to get that feeling back. And the funny thing is you'd end up with the same problem. Much like you drink, you get drunk, you feel great. You sleep, you drink water, you rehydrate, and then you feel miserable again, so you need to drink. It was the same cycle. It's like this negative thing.
It gets worse.
That's right. Anyway, that's what I wanted to add.
That's the beginning of anxiety.
Yes.
How far away from God you are by judging.
Yes.
Judgment is...
The church... I hate to say this, but the church actually, in a very subconscious way, teaches you to judge. In other words, you look at other people that don't go to church as something negative.
Infidels.
Yep.
Yeah.
They still do that.
Yes. But you say it's all the different religions. Whatever it is that you say that come close to what you mean. It's the whole world. And then listening and putting people up that love them the way they are. And
that's
damned
right.
if
that's
they
right.
do and damned if they don't. You see, that's it. If you give yourself to them, they will continue to eat you. And if you run away, you feel empty. Or you become one of them to someone weaker than yourself. That's where it mostly is.
Yes.
We do unto others what was done unto us, and we rather than do unto others as we would have them do us to us. There's a big difference. That is what causes war. The translation of our lack of human nature is transferred to our fallen nature, which drives on gravity, or not gravity, on, yeah, there's the wrong word for that, didn't I? It's emotion. That's right. Emotion makes you penetratable. But if you do not have emotion, if you have found your God, then you don't have emotion to function with. You have eternal light.
Well, you've talked about this before. If you take your hand and you feel nothing on your hand, versus you take your hand and it's got a burn on it or a scar, bleeding.
Yeah.
And you put it in cold water, it feels good.
That's right.
The church. That's how they operate.
That's very well said. But it means the same thing. You could, drugs and alcohol does the same thing.
Yes.
Everything you're speaking about, whether it's the church, whether it's whatever it is, you name it, and if you put it on a pedestal and look for a sense of worth, that is only going to make you further fall further and further away from Paradise Lost. And it takes its shape in thousands of different ways, each one looking like having a name. It's always the same thing. Cancer, eating too much, smoking. Each one of you die from the feeling it gives you, but the feeling it gives you is a lie. It makes you feel better than you're worth. And you can't stop, because when you stop, you feel the distance you are from God and a terrible anxiety. Nevertheless, you can overcome the anxiety by drinking more, eating more, sexing more, whatever more is that gives you pleasure. And pleasure is a feeling, and a feeling of love lies. It feels so good, but it isn't good at all. Nothing good about it. And the whole world is troubled by this. There's good people, though, and good people can hear me. Not only that, they can come and become a better person. Go to my website, fhu.com, and get the 7-minute meditation, no charge. Okay, I was talking just a little bit about the meditation. A 7-minute meditation, please. Not everybody will get success with it, about 50%. And that 50% are decent people who are looking for something very simple that will bring them back to Paradise Lost. If you know what I mean, that's emotion. God will take away your emotion if you do the following things and follow my instructions. It's a 7-minute meditation, no charge at all. And you'll wonder, how is this working? Well, next Monday, if you'd like to call me, I will explain it. Thank you for listening to my program. I hope you benefited by it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.